Good afternoon. Once again, I'm Ben Aberg on your brand of country, Double K Country, with your update program. Presiding Commissioner Joe Wilson joining us here on a Double K Country. Thanks so much for taking the time with us.
Yes, good to be here. Glad that you invited me up.
Yeah, as Vernon County has their spring cleanup coming up, and yeah, nowadays you have the fall cleanup and the spring cleanup, so anything that's gone on during the winter time, things pile up, or you just kind of go through that cleaning moments. And a number of things that are from the list that I saw that are able to be recycled too as well.
Yes, we do this twice a year in the spring and the fall. And of course, spring season is notorious for being that time when you clean out the garage, the shop out back, or in this day, everybody has a storage unit and probably need to get those, you know, stuff in there you're never going to use probably, and good opportunity to get rid of those things. You know, we have the recycling center open every week. The recycling center is located at 310 North Colorado Street. That's just east of Osage. Hours of operation are Tuesday and Wednesday, 9 to 5, and then on Thursday afternoons from 12 to 6 p.m. People can bring things out those days, but also we give you the opportunity on the spring cleanup day to bring out, you know, larger items, things that we don't normally take, tires, wood. If I had somebody ask me the other day if they're tearing off an old deck, would we take that? So that's a good opportunity to get rid of that. But mattresses, you'd be shocked at how many mattresses and box springs we get in during the cleanup day. Just drywall, insulation, old patio furniture, just you name it, it gets brought in. But you can bring anything that's metal, glass, tires, as I mentioned. Let's see, we do not have the paper shredder on hand this time. They usually come in the fall for the fall cleanup, so we don't have that available. But about anything else that you want to bring out, we can take. Electronics, we have a special site that they take the electronics and recycle those. Old appliances are fine. Anything metal, glass, trash, whatever.
Yeah, you know how fast technology changes these days. Any of those like computers, printers type of things as well will they'll be able to be processed and taken through too, right?
Yeah, there's some there's precious metals in some of that stuff that they want to recover, and so it's good they're not just going to the landfill, and especially those bulky items that take up lots of space.
Yeah, and a lot of the electronics and other things, I know batteries part of that too.
Yes, we'll take car batteries, any kind of batteries, we can process those as well.
And some of those fluorescent bulbs too that might have accumulated too.
Yeah, those are always kind of hard to get rid of, and we'll be glad to take those as well.
So you mentioned tires. I understand that there are some limits to tires that can be taken to this spring cleanup.
Yes, it's regular passenger car or passenger truck tires, and we don't want any large semi tires or tractor tires, things like that. And it's a limit of 10 tires per person, which you wouldn't think would be a problem, but you'd be shocked at how many tires we get. and some of these guys, especially in the that have racing as a hobby, accumulate lots of tires, and they have troubles getting rid of those. So they appreciate this cleanup day to dispose of their excess tires.
And of course, remove the rims prior to arriving at that spring cleanup too.
Yeah, please. And I guess we didn't mention the spring cleanup. We changed it last fall. We are now doing it at the Nevada Public Works Yard. That's down at 606 South Jefferson. Probably the easiest way, if you'll come across on Maple Street, and then it intersects Jefferson and the lots just right there to the south, a half a block. Come in that way. It makes it real easy for traffic flow. We have the station set up where we can get cars in and vehicles in and out very quickly. Used to, we had some long lines waiting, and I think we've gotten a lot better on that. We're getting people through pretty fast now. So,
yeah, I'm sure, you know, after a number of years doing that, and of course having the two dates each year definitely makes a dent into that too.
It's amazing how fast we accumulate trash in our society.
Yes, I was just thinking that visiting my folks, and I was like, we need to go through some of this stuff one of these days. So good Vernon County spring cleanup coming up at the Nevada Public Works Yard, April 20th. So how soon, how early do people get there?
Boy, we start at 8 o'clock, but I know there's a long line before we open the gates. We'll get you through. You know, if you want to sit there for 45 minutes before we open the gates, that's up to you. But I don't think, initially that first push, people coming out right at 8 o'clock, we have a pretty good run of people. But, you know, by 10 o'clock, it's moving a lot faster through there.
Okay, and it says it's still new, and so if you're already in line, do they process it, or how does that...
I know last year we went past that noon deadline. I don't remember just exactly how late, but we were there a little past 12 anyway. But, get in line, and, if you got to make multiple trips, I know there was cars that we saw 2, 3, 4 times last year, vehicles bringing in stuff. So if you need to come early, come on out, but do come out. Get rid of your stuff. This is a great opportunity for everybody in the community. It's all free, and we'll pretty much take about anything you bring. So
yeah, and even though if you may arrive early, it's nothing that you yourself that are bringing it need to do. They kind of take care of things over there, right?
We'll help unload. We've got staff on hand. We have some of the city workers and the county employees out there. And, of course, we've got our excavators and several large dumpsters that we're putting everything in, the roll-offs. And so bring your stuff. We will help. If you're older and can't lift things, that's not a problem. We'll unload for you.
All right. So, again, remind us the where and when again?
It will be Saturday, April 20th, from 8 a.m. to noon at 606 South Jefferson, which is the Nevada Public Works Yard down in the southeast portion of the town. And come on out. We'll be there ready for you.
It's always opportunities. And then if people have more questions about this spring cleanup or just need more information, how can they reach out? Who do they reach out to?
You can call 417-317-5021 if you have any questions or need any other information.
All right, perfect. Well, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Again, the Vernon County Spring Cleanup is coming up this Saturday, April the 20th at the Nevada Public Works Yard. I'm Ben Abrick, and that's been your update program for your Monday afternoon on Double K Country.